What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disc Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the brand new trailer for Artemis Fowl, which is a new movie franchise that Disney are going to be launching in August 2019. The new trailer broke where we get to see some old lady talking about something or other, and she then ends up turning into this young woman that flies in the air with elf ears, and there's a little kid with a machine gun and a guy with a bow and arrow and a city underground. I've no idea what it's about other than it looks like everyone's moved underground. This was a really, really strange trailer. And I'll be honest, for a debut trailer, I really don't know what this series is going to do.
As someone who's not seen, or sorry, has not read Artemis Fowl, this trailer did absolutely nothing for me. I have no idea what's going on in this trailer. There is nothing in it that makes me go, ooh, I have to go see this, right away. This trailer, I'm sure if you've actually read Artemis Fowl, and I know it was fairly popular back when it came out, it was in that same time frame as like the Harry Potter books. And then, it continued on through the Hunger Games and books like that. So it's got a following, and I'm sure that to them, the trailer was a much different thing, but for people coming in with no knowledge of it, it's baffling. I don't even know. So I ended up going to Wikipedia to do just a quick research. I didn't want any spoilers, but I wanted some quick research on it. Artemis Fowl, the kid, is a villain. I did not get that from the trailer at all. I was like, oh, okay. Because honestly, if I was making a trailer, that's probably what I would lead with. It'd be like, this 12-year-old is the villain and he's the protagonist. That's our starting point. That would have hooked me. This trailer was like,
it was like, well, is this like Men in, it was like, was it like Men in Black with it? And there was this one scene at the end which just did it. He's walking towards the screen with his shades on and the logo is flipping around and he just looks like he's green screened in on it. And I just sit in the camp, this looks awful. And it just, I just went, oh, this just looks so naff. And it was just one of those things of just like, this trailer did the exact, I was like, this was the one thing of next year where I was like, oh, we've got something new, something fresh. I want to see Disney do something new. I mean, just keep doing remakes and stuff. And it's like, okay, this really does not. This teaser trailer really didn't work for it. And it doesn't surprise me because it wasn't trending. It wasn't really doing any kind of, no talk about this trailer at all.
Yeah, and it's not like another major trailer came out this week. It's not like, a couple weeks ago when Dumbo came out right on top of another trailer. So everyone was talking about Dumbo. It was released and it just, dead on arrival. There's no talk about this at all. Again, I think the fan community for Artemis Fowl is probably, dissecting it and going all over it. But the general public, I would bet most of the general public doesn't even know this trailer exists or that this movie is going to exist. Like you said, maybe the second trailer, whenever that drops, will give us more details. Maybe they're going to take feedback from this first trailer and kind of fix it up, but I don't know. This is just a giant mistake, and I'm wondering if this might be a reaction to Wrinkle in Time from last year, or this year, because they kind of went out the gate of Wrinkle in Time with how weird it was, and I think they were trying to maybe not go that way with Artemis Fowl. But of course, again, they've got the woman turning from an old lady into a flying wood elf thing or something. So I don't know, but I do appreciate that Disney is trying new things, that this isn't just, the live action remake of Black Cauldron or something like that. This is an actual new franchise that's got a certain popularity. It's got a certain fan base already. And I want to see them try more of this. Wrinkle in Time didn't do so hot, but it was something new. Artemis Fowl is something new. We do need more of that. And hopefully this first trailer is not indicative of what the final product is going to be. But
yeah,
it's way too early to tell. And if this was how they were going to get the word out, they failed miserably.
It does feel like it's either, you know, it's that thing of they've got these like movies, obviously, you know, if the kid is the protagonist and they want to go towards kids and all the rest of it, you know, if it's got a target audience and they've got a budget set in mind for it, it's fine. And obviously this is based it's a series of books. It's more than just one. So it could continue to build, but it's a kind of thing of like, yeah, it didn't do a very good job of like telling you a basic story of what to, I know that kind of thing of like a teaser trailer doesn't really do that. Normally it's like, you shouldn't really know the entire movie from the trailer, but it was a little bit just like, yeah. And I think it was, I don't know, it was an odd one. It just did not grab me much the way I was expecting. And also, I was really surprised at how early because I mean, we're what, 10 months away? 10, 12?
It's supposed to be in August.
Yeah. I mean, we're in December here, and it was released the end of November. I know, I mean, that's quite a long way away for a trailer. I mean, one way is to get a bit of hype over it, but I'm not sure if that they could have held on to this probably till Easter. It just seems very early. It just to kind of get the word out about it.
I'm wondering if they're planning on attaching it to maybe a Christmas movie, maybe Mary Poppins, something like that, because there's probably a certain amount of interest overlap there in terms of like target demographic. But yeah, this definitely seems like a very odd move for a movie that's this far out. Like getting a teaser trailer, just something that 20 seconds long, just the logo, release date, maybe a couple actor names. That's kind of what you would expect at this point in the game. But to have it this far out, I don't know. I don't want to read too much into it. I don't want to be going like Disney has no faith in this or anything like that. But this is just all around a very strange move. And I'm wondering, this is kind of just off the top of my head. I'm wondering if Disney might have overestimated the fan base for this book series. I know there's like 9 books, so it's certainly selling. But given how little people are talking about this, I'm wondering if the fan base might be one of those very insular ones that you know, it's very passionate within the fan base, but once you get outside, it just kind of drops away pretty much immediately.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking, you know, like 9 books. You know, we're looking at like this could be like a Harry Potter kind of esque series that could run for 10, 12 years. And obviously if they've got this kid, they're going to have to film them back to back if that's their plan, you know, because he's going to get old quick. And they've got to keep on top of it. So they can't just go, well, we're going to release, we filmed it, we're only going to let it come out in 3 years' time because the kid's got to have grown up quite a bit in 3-4 years. So,
I mean, it happened to the Harry Potter kids, obviously. Yeah. You can look at them. Between the first Harry Potter movie and the last 2 Harry Potter movies, and like it's been a bit more than 7 years in Hogwarts, guys.
Yeah. So. But it's magic; it's fine.
It's a good series. So
yeah, I mean, you know, I love the Harry Potter. Well, I'm hoping that maybe we're wrong, and maybe the next trailer will kind of change it around. This could be a great series. It just didn't. It didn't. Maybe it's just that thing of a bad trailer. You know. I mean, I liked it, the whole thing of them kind of building up to it. I think it's just that weird thing as well of how the kid was presented with these bow and arrows and this gun. It just looked like Spy Kids. It just looked low. I don't know. There's something about it which instantly just said to me, this just looks odd.
Yeah, actually, the one that I was thinking of that it reminded me of was that I can't even remember it. Alex something or other, another young adult one from a number of years ago, set in modern times. I don't remember it. Between that and then the Rick Riordan books, the ones where the old gods are reincarnated as like teenagers in modern day, and by the old gods I mean the Greek and Roman gods. Those were
Percy Jackson.
Yeah, those ones, Percy Jackson's. I heard those movies were awful compared to the books. I don't know how they stand on their own, but like nothing compared to the books. So I don't know. Young adult transitions or from book to movie, we've got some great examples. Harry Potter, The Hunger Games. I'm going to throw Twilight in there simply because of how popular it was. I have not read the books and have not seen the movie, so I can't actually speak to them, but they were insanely popular, so we'll count them. But then you've got other things like the Insurgent series and so on that just don't quite grasp. There's the other one coming out this year, like Mortal Engines.
Oh, I just saw the trailer for that as well. That just looks a mess. The fact that
I've only seen the first trailer. I haven't seen the one that came out, but the first trailer was like, I'm not seeing that movie. So
the fact that you're having to bring Peter Jackson on at the beginning of the trailer and go, I made the Lord of the Ring movies. You should see this movie. All right. But yeah, it's just this.
You also made the Hobbit movies.
Yeah. And it's just that kind of weird thing. I think Artemis Fowl's got a lot to prove. The trouble is sometimes, again, of you almost feel like if they're trying to set up a long-running franchise, sometimes they get a little bit too carried away with running the franchise in the overall arc and forget that the first movie needs to be the killer punch to kind of get you into the series.
Right, and this is the mistake that we see with all of these upstart connected universe movies. DC movies, the aborted
Dark Universe,
the one that The Mummy was supposed to launch, the one with Tom Cruise. You know, a lot of them, they come out of the gate with the idea it's going to be a connected universe. So when you go and see Batman v Superman, you're dropped right in the middle of the story with zero context, and they're forgetting Iron Man was a movie by itself. You know, yes, it dropped in Agent Coulson and Nick Fury during the end credits, but it was designed as a self-contained movie from the beginning. And with the exception of the Avengers movies, all of the Marvel movies are pretty much self-contained.
Mm. It's a thing of like this. It feels like, okay, we've got this franchise and we've got this big world to tell, but we've kind of need to just let this one go. It's going to be, I think we have to wait until really, you know, maybe the next trailer kind of gives us a better breakdown. I mean, that could be 3 to 6 months away. Maybe they'll have a look at it and work out. Because sometimes you can have a really bad trailer. And then another trailer will just make it look good. So hopefully we'll see that. But we'll have to know what you guys think. Let us know in the comments below or on social media. Remember, you can go check us out on thiskingdom.com. You can subscribe on the audio versions. You can also subscribe on YouTube. I'm James. Where can they find you?
I'm heroiclegacy.com.
And on that, guys, thank you very much for watching. We'll see you guys soon. Laters.